Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Text line coming up here in about 10 minutes. Your phone calls and a correction. The movie we were talking about wasn't the Brothers movie with Mark Wahlberg. It was Max Payne.
I've never even seen that.
I have no idea what it is, but that's what they were
in. I have seen The Four Brothers, though.
I have not.
That was Tyrese, Mark Wahlberg, Andre 3000, and some actor that wasn't really all that famous.
No.
At that time, he may be famous now, but he was like the fourth guy.
At the time, he was the clear number four.
Yes.
All right. So who would have been the Ben Simmons character of the movie? The highly touted, but much maligned.
I wasn't a big fan of Four Brothers, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that movie.
Wait, I mean, honestly, if Mark Wahlberg's in a movie, I'm not sure that I'm running to see it.
Yeah, it's only a couple of them out there that I truly like.
Ted was.
That was not one of them.
Yeah, Ted was funny.
Ted was funny.
It was, I mean, it was.
I'm out.
Yeah, it's not your kind of,
Talking teddy bears.
Talking teddy bears, doing.
Well, what about Invincible?
Bong hits and stuff. Invincible, I mean, that's got to be one of the top football movies of all time, right? No?
Yeah, I would imagine it is.
It's a good one.
I did like Invincible. Yes, I did.
What, I'm trying to think.
Shooter.
Shooter?
Yeah, I like Shooter.
The Departed.
Yes, of course, but that wasn't really his.
No.
Well, yes. What was the movie that he was in? Not Basketball Diaries. With Basketball Diaries?
No, that's Leonardo.
Yeah. So what am I thinking of? It was the. I got to look up his IMDb. It was early in his acting career. He was in some movie that was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
he's done a few good ones.
Yeah,
he's done a few. A lot of them are sort of Boston flavored movies because he wants to represent that area from like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yes.
But a lot of his movies are very similar.
Yeah, he was in Basketball Diaries.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Leo was obviously the main character, but
see, I don't even remember him from Basketball Diaries.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that movie. But anyway. All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. You know Father's Day is coming up, everybody. How about the perfect graduation present for your grad? Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville is the place to go online. Marks-Jewelers.com. Ike, just by looking at the Twitter poll, it seems like a lot of 76er fans are feeling all right. They're holding on. They're holding on, trying to make it through this series as healthy as they can be, and then look ahead to see who's going to face in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, and I think they should. I think they should still be confident. But it doesn't mean we don't discuss the team and what they need to improve upon and what went wrong in last night's game. It's still fresh. I know for all you guys that are sensitive out there about discussing this team in any negative light, you probably didn't listen today. But we'll get through this, and tomorrow we'll get ready for Game 5.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be pumped up for Game 5. They're going to win tomorrow night. Hopefully the energy from the crowd can sort of ignite the players. It is a long series. It hasn't been an easy series through the four games. They've had to earn the two wins that they've gotten, and they gave up two hard-fought losses. So, you know, it's the playoffs. It's the second round. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy. And if we want to win a championship, we have to be able to get through these tough times and persevere and continue to move forward. So we're not the only team that is dealing with something. Other teams are. Nobody's feeling sorry for them. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the Sixers. I don't have time to feel sorry for the Sixers. We're still good to go. We're still good to go. But I tell you what, if we continue to get the same Ben Simmons, you'll be right.
Yeah.
We may not get out of this series.
Well, I think if you just look at what Ben Simmons has been, it's wildly inconsistent. Aggressive Ben, Doc challenging Ben, needs you to do more for a half, then not doing it for another half of the next game.
Yeah,
you can't just play halves of games.
Here's the one thing I don't hear Doc say about Ben. Why doesn't he get us in our sets and run our offense and get guys shots? That's what point guards do.
Well, non-scoring shooting point guards, that's what they do, right?
I'm just wondering, we're talking about Ben, and he's saying he completely disagrees with Ben's assessment of his game, saying he should be more aggressive. Yeah, push the pace. And that sounds like a fast break. That sounds like, yeah, we don't want you to get in the half court. We'd rather you get out on a fast break where you're useful. This is the playoffs. It's not going to be a bunch of fast breaks, Doc. You're playing better teams. Most of the time, they take better shots. Most of the time, they aren't going to allow you to get out and run. They want you to set up in a half-court offense because it's harder for you to score in a half-court offense. So eventually, coach, you're going to have to run half-court offenses, and you can't run half-court offenses when you're trying to hide your point guard.
But, I mean, Ike, isn't this the conversation that we had last year? Or last year he was hurt.
Every year.
But the year before and the year before was once you get, not the first round or the second round when you're playing an inferior team, when you actually are playing the team like, okay, this is a good team, we got to beat them. And Ben disappears. 4-5.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phones. Justin in Tennessee joins us. Justin always listens on the Odyssey app. What's up, Justin? How are you?
What's happening, fellas? How you doing today?
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
I mean, just got off work and come home, eat a bite of supper, and listening to you boys. Mm. Enjoying this day.
Sounds like a plan.
as far as athlete or musician in a movie, what about The Rock? He's probably the biggest one to date.
Ah.
He played at Miami. He was a wrestler. You know,
Yes.
I mean, The Rock's probably one of the biggest ones. I know he's not had, you know, the acting accolades like Will Smith has, but.
But as far as movies. Far as
athletes, he churns them out, makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
You daggone right he does.
Hell, they even made a TV. I even watched some of that.
He's got a TV show.
I watched Young some Rock. Of that this year. Yeah, Young Rock.
And it ain't, it ain't bad. It ain't bad.
You're right, Justin.
I've seen worse.
Yep.
It ain't good, it doesn't sound like.
Well, I mean, it's you can get through a couple shows.
It's not terrible.
It's not gripping, but, you know, it's fun generous. TV. Yeah, it's light TV. Yeah, okay. I agree.
As far as Ben Simmons goes, I mean, I've told y'all 100 times, I ain't the biggest basketball fan, but I watch it because, you know, I enjoy listening to you guys talk about it the next day, and it gives me something to listen to because if I don't watch it, I'm lost, stuck in high weeds. I think he's scared to fail. But if they don't make the finals, then he's failed, in my opinion. You know, he's scared to death. The failure is why he's not more aggressive on the offensive end.
Yep.
But, like I said, if they don't make the finals this year, Kyrie is gimpy. Harden is gimpy. So I don't think Durant can carry that team by himself.
Right.
And I don't know what the Bucks have other than Giannis and, what, Middleton? But,
yeah.
Drew Holiday. Yeah, I mean.
It's still a solid team that the Sixers match up very well against.
Exactly. And it's set up perfect for them to at least get to, I'm not saying win the finals, but get to the finals.
Yeah.
And if they don't, he's failed. So, I mean, he's failing either way. It's just so frustrating to see somebody that big and that much talent just refuse to shoot the ball. And I don't know, it's aggravating. And like I said, I'm not even a Sixers, you know, huge basketball fan. I can only imagine what it's like for people who are diehard Sixers fans, you know.
Well, some of them, they don't even care. Everything's fine. Yeah. Everything's fine, Justin.
They're Ben apologists like you guys.
Benablers.
Benablers, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just so frustrating. But, hey, I enjoy listening to y'all's programming every day. Like I said, it's gotten me more back into basketball because it gives me something to listen to the next day. And I don't know. I tried calling yesterday, and my phone crapped out on me while I was on hold. But, hey. I just wanted to throw The Rock out there and get my opinion in on Ben. And
all right, Justin.
Boys love you and mean it.
All right, Justin, be good.
Be well, man.
Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic in UHF. Do you remember UHF? Late 80s movie.
I'm trying to figure out what's his other.
Well, that's the only thing.
What the hell? Yeah, I know Weird Al Yankovic.
But people are tweeting me.
I'm like, was he an athlete or entertainer?
Technically a musician.
A musician.
Yeah, no, he's a musician.
He's a parody, right?
Yeah, but it still counts.
What's your goal?
Why don't we make Milli Vanilli musicians?
One of those guys just died.
They did. I'm sorry. I brought that up recently.
UHF. Jack, you know what UHF is?
I don't even
is?
Know what that is. No.
So the UHF
that's a network or a channel.
There was VHF and there was UHF. The UHF was the top dial where, like, in this area, you had that's how you get 17 or 29 or channel 48 or channel 57.
You have never clue what. Well,
the 3610, at least in this area, that's on the VHF.
Yes.
Jack. So when you had the double dial TV, you had the lower powered kind of non-network stations on the UHF, and that was Weird Al. He was involved in a UHF.
Are you saying the guy that wrote Amish Paradise is not a real musician?
Yeah, he's not a real musician. Go watch his Beat It video that he made out of Michael Jackson.
Or Fat, yeah.
Yeah.
The Amish Paradise is good.
He got popular off all that stuff, though.
Oh, he's made a hell of a lot more money than I've made in my life, that's for sure.
Sure.
All right, let's get to the text line. We'll finish up on the phone lines. Go ahead.
Text line.
Guys, I might have been wrong about this Ben guy. Duck on the flight home from Atlanta.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
No, he's back to celebrating.
Yeah, he's back to celebrating.
Yeah, that was obviously Doc on his way listening to the show, and then he got to the news conference. He's like, all right, I got to change my tune.
Yes.
Again, you can very easily say, hey, Doc, Ben said he last night said he needed to be more aggressive. Do you agree with that? And be like, well, listen, I'm not going to make this about Ben Simmons. Our whole team needed to be more aggressive last night. We lost the game. But instead, you got to be that he totally disagrees with Ben's assessment that he needs to be more aggressive, which is just mind-boggling. What's next?
Where's Aaron Rodgers when you need him? R-E-L-A-X. Ben Simmons needs to be somewhere else after this season, championship or not. G-O-N-E, gone. Mike in Birdsboro.
That's going to get louder.
Yep.
Listen, it's just going to get louder, man. We understand how we are as fans, and, you know, I can't even say that people are rushing to judge Ben Simmons. It's been 5 years. It's basketball. We're watching other young stars lead their teams. Like, Ben Simmons is the number one overall pick who doesn't even have the responsibility of being the best player on his team. Not even the second best player when it comes from an offensive standpoint. What other young player that was drafted number one overall got that benefit of the doubt who didn't turn out to be a bust?
Nobody.
Yeah, Kwame Brown.
Yeah, Ben really is a fascinating case all across
the
board.
Yeah, you don't normally become the number one player of a team. I mean, the number one overall pick in a draft, and you're not the number one player on the team. It usually doesn't happen that way.
No, it doesn't. What's next?
I don't understand the Ben defenders in this city. Things haven't been this bad since all the Carson Wentz defenders would call into the station. Tom from Abington.
Protectors, not defenders.
Just like Hector's protector.
Yeah, how many protectors are there of Hector out there?
I feel like it's really just me. But that's fine.
Yeah, because it's not really all that complex. When you're a closer and you blow a lot of saves, people are going to be mad.
Yes.
And you're the only person that wants to stand up and be like, no!
Because it's out of control. You know, that's the only time I step in is when it gets
it's too, not it's out of control.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Yes, it is. Because the ERA was under 2 heading into this week.
But now it's not.
I know, because he had a bad week.
Okay. Well, then come back when his ERA is under 2 again.
All right, I will.
All right. What's next?
Ben Simmons isn't even a Robin. At best, he's Inspector Gadget. Sure, he has all the tools to do what he wants, but when push comes to shove, it's his little niece Penny that has all the real skill and solves all the cases. Even her dog Brian contributes more than he does. Mark in South Jersey.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, Benablers, this is not going to get any easier. Now, he can make it easier for you.
Will he make it easier is the other
exactly,
question.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, honestly, if I was to predict game 5, which we will do tomorrow, he probably comes out and He always answers when people are mad because it doesn't do stuff. He'll answer at least for a half or a game, but the problem is it always gets back to this.
Well, I tell you what. You better be ready to go tomorrow night because he may get something else during the game.
Oh, and he does not like to get the home boos.
Man.
But so the last time that I remember this exact conversation was like, because when he was struggling from the foul line, it's like, All right, so what happens if he starts struggling from the foul line? Luckily for him, he didn't.
Right.
Against the Wizards, he hit a couple of those foul shots early. But, you know, we get restless. What's next?
Trae Young had 18 assists last night. Nice job, Defensive Player of the Year. You suck, Ben. Kirk from Roslyn.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. Ben's done a good job this series on Trae Young. Trae Young is what he is.
As far as I'm concerned, this series is tied at 2-2. We can talk about how much of a job he's done on Trae Young. This series is tied
at 2-2.
2-2, and he had 18 assists last night.
Yeah, and
he's done an okay job on Trae Young.
And the 76ers are the number one seed, and this should not be tied at 2-2 right now. This should Joel Embiid's not missing games.
No.
He's been playing at a high level before last night. This should not be 2-2. Anything else, Jack?
Hey, Ike, since the LTBB was such an overwhelming success as a movement supporting the Bronco, LTBB forever, to get Ben Simmons motivated and aggressive on offense, what do you say we start the STBB? Shoot the ball, Ben! I think it's worth a go. Scott from Delco.
Shoot the ball, Ben.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for the Benablers, El Presidente here has pretty much lost all of his zest and fervor and fight that I'm going to do for another campaign for a player.
Yeah, that took years off your life.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, it took years off.
That's why you now round up to 50 when talking about your age.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, being the president of the LTBB, yeah, it took years off my life in 2020.
So
sure.
if Carson Wentz's years here were like dog years, Ben Simmons is it's starting to feel like that too.
Yeah, I'm going to let somebody else have that one. You can start up the STBB.
Yeah, well, but I think Howard could do it, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing with you would have to support.
I know.
Oh no, that would be an anti Ben chapter. We need
any Roshow Porter back here, man.
Yeah, he's very quiet. He gets very quiet.
We haven't seen
with
the
Ben.
Thirsty tweets from the station account about how good Ben Simmons is this last couple of days.
But I'm telling you, if they won the game last night, even if Ben was the exact same player that he was with the one shot, it would be, well, look at the defense. He had 12 rebounds and 9 assists.
Yep.
He had no turnovers. Right, look at the MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, hands down.
By the way, first team all defense.
He was?
Unanimous, too.
Unanimous.
He was him and Rudy Gobert are the only unanimous.
And Matisse, the first player in NBA history to make an all defensive team with playing under 20 minutes a game.
My dog Thibault made that all defensive team.
How about that?
Love it.
KOC was trumpeting Thibault, and he voted for
him. Yeah, love it.
He joins us tomorrow.
So really all three guys made the all-defensive team. Embiid made the second team as well for the second straight year. So, yeah, the only reason Embiid's not first team all-defense is because
Gobert's no offense.
Yeah, exactly. That's all Gobert does is focus on defense.
So you have to give him the award.
Yeah.
He stinks on offense.
All NBA comes out today.
Ooh, not out yet,
comes
though.
Comes out tonight, no.
Embiid
better be first team.
Well, So how do they do it?
He hasn't made a first team yet, right?
Well, and also, are they going to make him a power forward?
How do they do it?
Him and Jokic.
How do they do it? Because really what they should do is give it to the best five players.
Yes, that's what they should do.
But I don't think they do.
They do it by position.
In a league where they're trying to get rid of centers, they're not going to put two centers on the first team All-NBA.
Yeah.
But they should.
Yeah, because I actually remember reading a KOC piece how it's difficult to vote when you
– I agree. I agree. It should be the five best players in the NBA.
Because there's not really like the whole, because it used to be small forward, power forward.
Right.
There's not power forwards anymore.
No, it's positionless basketball. It should be the five best players. And I bet not see LeBron on first team all NBA.
Yeah, you might.
How?
No
Brooklyn Nets should be on there.
Yeah, I guess with the amount of time
guys
that he
missed.
Games,
with
the amount of time he missed, it's probably.
You gotta start giving these young guys an opportunity to be first team all NBA.
Well, and plus, if Embiid's first team all NBA, then he can sign a Supermax extension. So that's the other aspect of it.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like another clause. Like if he makes first team all NBA, then makes more money.
Then he gets it. All right, who do you like tonight in the NBA? Like, we have the Brooklyn Nets, and allegedly James Harden's playing. The Bucks are still 2.5-point favorites, but that number has went down.
Yeah,
in Brooklyn,
I want to still say the Bucks, but because of the way they looked in those two games in Brooklyn, and I don't know what you're getting out of James Harden tonight.
Honestly, if Harden wouldn't have played, I would have still picked the Nets.
Yeah,
just for the whole us
against
the world.
I don't think he plays the whole game. I think he just
he gives
the little casual.
Wasn't he out in the first minute of the game the last time he tried to come back?
Yeah.
I don't think this is a good move. I mean, you still have game six. It's not like that this is an elimination game.
I don't think I'd be shocked if Harden plays more than 20 minutes tonight.
You would think.
It's a spark. If he goes out there and he's the point guard, he can get everybody else shots. The problem is they don't want Kevin Durant to have to run the offense. He's
right.
a scorer.
They need a second guy.
Somebody to be able to get everybody else involved. And I believe Harden can play a game of, I don't need to be too aggressive on offense going to the basket, but I can get my guys shots. I need to be a facilitator out here.
I'll take the Nets +2.5 tonight.
Yeah, I would too.
All right, Phillies tonight. Because you have Zach Eflin on the mound. Phillies are a underdog tonight, +136 on FanDuel. If you're taking the Dodgers, -162. I feel good about a Phillies win tonight.
Yeah.
Well, you had the under last night. You were right about that.
Yeah, I can't. Who's pitching?
Eflin.
Meh.
Meh.
It's probably best I say I don't feel like one, and then they'll win tonight.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Coming up next, we got a treat for you because Joe Giglio worked middays today. Jody Mack is riding with the King.
Let the Bronco bust.
Oh, yeah? That's how you're rolling?
Jody and Howard, and then Jody takes you through the rest of the evening. Everybody, have a great night. We are back tomorrow. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.